The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
January has the highest rate of divorce any time of the year, and experts point to the emotional and financial stresses of the Christmas period as causal factors. In 60% of cases here in Ireland, divorce proceedings will be initiated by the wife. To discuss what is described as divorce month, I'm joined by author and psychotherapist Iseult White. Iseult, good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Jonathan.
Many happy returns, but not happy for everybody by the sound of it.
No, it can be a tough month for some people.
Yeah, I mean, why is it that January brings everything to a head? Is it the same reason that we're going to talk in the next hour about doing a stupid diet in January because you feel you have to do something?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's like a New Year's resolution, I'm going to get divorced. I think for the most part, people are in trouble anyway in their relationship and they put off announcing that they want to get divorced or moving ahead with divorce until after Christmas, because nobody wants to be going through that in, you know, mid-November, December, in the lead up to Christmas. And also, I think there's sort of a hope springs eternal sort of nostalgia for Christmas, like maybe we could rekindle our love over Christmas, which is probably a very false hope because the stresses of Christmas, you know, really amplify difficulties in a relationship.
Yeah. How much of it is down to people worried about what others might say? You know, if they hear, oh, well, they're breaking up or that they're in trouble now, and it comes out around Christmas time, it kind of sticks to them like glue, that they want to make a clean break in the new year so that people will almost accept it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I suspect that that's less an issue and it's more to do with there's been difficulties, they've been holding on, and nobody wants to make Christmas the anniversary of their divorce. You know, it's one thing to sort of go New Year, January, I've 12 months before there's another Christmas that comes around, because Christmas is always a difficult time post-divorce as well, you know, certainly for a number of years. So you try not to make bad anniversaries for Christmas, I think.
You don't just walk into a solicitor's office and go, how are you doing? I'd like to be divorced. And you walk out with paper in your hand. It really is just the start of a process.
Well, and particularly in Ireland, it's very much the start of a process because it's 2 years before you can actually get divorced. And it used to be 4 years. You know, in other countries, it can be a much, much quicker process. But here, it's a slow process. And probably you don't walk into a solicitor's office until you've spent quite a long time thinking about wanting to get divorced first.
We'd like to think these things are amicable, but inevitably they're not. We know that someone normally initiates this process. It isn't a kind of a mutual decision. So it's interesting that more women come forward to initiate proceedings than men. Have we any idea why that might be?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very gendered thing in relationships, isn't it? That sort of women take the responsibility for the bigger emotional steps. So they're the ones to say, look, this is really not working between us. I think we need to get divorced. I think that's why, really. But they're also probably the ones who don't go to the solicitor's office straight away. And they probably should do that, too.
Yeah. And when they get there, like, you'd hate to think that they wouldn't get a sympathetic ear. They obviously would. But is it not just a box-ticking exercise for a solicitor at the end of the day that you'd have to fulfil certain criteria? There is no real work in it. You just have to guide people through the process.
Gosh, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think you should choose a solicitor wisely, somebody that you feel will have your back in the process and will also guide you to not make really rash, stupid decisions. So they can't stop you. Like, they can't stop people from acting out emotionally. But you can certainly find a family law solicitor who will do work not to exacerbate issues if possible. And it's important, I think. You know, it's a very stressful process. It's worth really choosing a solicitor wisely and, you know, going with your gut feel, asking around and going with your gut feel, is this a solicitor who I can work with?
But a lot of solicitors also are mediators and are really good at this, that they've kind of carved out a niche that it doesn't have to be divorce. Let's sit down and talk through the issues to see if we can come up with an amicable way of resolving the situation. So is there a way back? I mean, could talking to Iseult White be the solution rather than straight to divorce?
You know, I'm not such a huge fan of mediation, because often mediation is trying to happen when the divorce, the couple is still, or the ex-couple is still in too much conflict. And so I think actually, and I'm not a couples therapist, but I think actually a good couples therapist can really help people calm down some of the feelings and find a sort of, not an amicable way to talk to each other, but a respectful way to talk to each other. I mean, I might be out on a limb here, but I'm not such a fan of mediation. I think it's one of those things that society wishes it worked really well for divorcing, but often the problems are too intractable. But I think, you know, you can go to, you know, it's sort of like that Gwyneth Paltrow on conscious uncoupling. But I think actually a couples counselor to help you for five or six sessions to just work through a way of working through the divorce can be a really useful thing.
What about the collateral damage in any divorce proceeding? So if you're talking about a family and there are children, be they grown-up children or be they young children, this is a time when this will come as a shock to them. They might have realised that mammy and daddy weren't getting on particularly well, but the D word lands like a nuclear bomb.
It always does, even when even adult children, when they know there's difficulties and when they've even been, you know, heard to say, oh, I wish they'd just divorced, there's such a pain, you know, it still comes with a real emotional shock. But there doesn't have to be collateral damage. I think as long as the couple treat each other respectfully and treat their children respectfully within the process, there doesn't have to be any emotional, long-term emotional damage for any children. There will always be grief and loss, but no damage. But you can do terrible damage, and you can use your children horribly, and that's a really terrible thing to do, I think.
Yeah, which kind of leads me on to what I was going to finish up talking to you about. Have you seen the whole Prince Harry thing and the way the book is playing out and this overwhelming amount of information that he seems to have put into his very appropriately titled Spare? Can you get your head around why somebody would put so much into the public domain knowing the damage that it's going to cause?
I actually can't. I really don't get what they're doing. And, you know, they certainly seem, the two of them seem very in love at the moment, but you're just kind of waiting for when they actually get divorced, what's it going to look like? And maybe they won't, but it's so much damage. And I don't think family members can come back from that level of public damage. And I think it's just a really sad, sad thing that he's done. That's my personal view. And family estrangement happens and it can sometimes be unavoidable, but I think there was a lot that could be avoided here. And oh God, they do seem very in love, but you know, it's a long time. People are married a long time, and I'd hate to see what they're like going through a divorce.
And have you ever encountered siblings who at some point didn't try to beat the living lard out of each other?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Isolde White, pleasure as always, author and psychotherapist. Thanks very much for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.